أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت ثمود بالنذر فقالوا أبشرا منا واحدا نتبعه إنا إذا لفي ضلال وسعر. ألقي الذكر عليه من بيننا بل هو كذاب أشر. سيعلمون غدا من الكذاب الأشر. إنا مرسل الناقة فتنة لهم فارتقبهم واصطبر. ونبئهم أن الماء قسمة بينهم كل شرب محتضر. فنادوا صاحبهم فتعاطى فعقر. فكيف كان عذابي ونذر. إنا أرسلنا عليهم صيحة واحدة فكانوا كهشيم المحتضر. ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Thamud, to whom Allah had sent his Nabi, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu was salam. Allah says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِالنُّذُرِ. The people of Thamud had belied the warners. Here Allah uses the term warners in the plural sense, that if anyone belies one Nabi of Allah, then it is as though he has belied and denied all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. فَقَالُوا أَبَشَرًا مِنَّا وَاحِدًا نَتَّبِعُهُ. One of their complaints or one of their concerns was that, can he be a Nabi that has been sent from amongst us? نَتَّبِعُهُ, whom we should follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had so many choices, an entire community. Why particularly Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu was salam? So should we follow a bashar? Should we follow a human? And then again, the second question, why should we follow a human when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent down an angel? So these were some of the remarks that they would make about Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, similar to the Quraysh of Makkah that made those remarks against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna idhal lafi dhalalin wa su'ur. If we follow him, then certainly we are in deviation and it is insanity to follow another human being. Now they could not fathom, they could not understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice was particularly Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, and they could not understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would choose a human as a Nabi. But we have understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses a Nabi from the community, that Nabi will be the best. In our case, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the best of all mankind, and Allah had sent him so that we would follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and gain our salvation. On the other hand, they would call it deviation and they would say it is insanity. We are insane if we follow another human being, even if he be a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُلْقِيَ الذِّكْرُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا. Then was the dhikr, was the advice cast upon him in our midst? Is that possible that he was the single choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He was the prime choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ هُوَ كَذَّابٌ أَشِرٌ. Nay, he is a liar and a severe liar insofar as that is concerned, that he claims that some kind of advice, some kind of wahi, some kind of revelation had come upon him. That is never possible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this and Allah says, سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدًا. Tomorrow they will come to know, مَنِ الْكَذَّابُ الْأَشِرِ, who is that absolute liar. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unveil the truth on the day of Qiyamah, when they will see the salvation of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, their high ranks, the salvation of those who had followed the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and obviously they will see their own doom, then they will come to know who is lying and who was speaking the truth. Inna mursilun naqati fitnatan lahum. So they wanted some kind of proof and evidence with regards to the truth of the Nubuwwat of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. If he is a true Nabi of Allah, then let some sign come upon us. Let him show us some miracle. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from a mountain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a she camel that had emerged. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَارْتَقِبْهُمْ وَاسْتَبِرْ. Then you watch them. You watch and you see whether they would accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah, whether they would accept your nubuwwat. You watch them very, very closely. What their attitude would be, would it change for good? Would it change for bad? Or would it remain the same? So you just keep an eye on them, wastabir, but at the same time endure. At the same time be patient and see. Do not make any hasty decisions insofar as that is concerned. وَنَبِّئُهُمْ أَنَّ الْمَاءَ قِسْمَةٌ بَيْنَهُمْ. Now when this she-camel would go to the waters to drink, then all the other animals would flee from there. So they were having now some very great difficulties insofar as the animals were concerned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created a system. Allah revealed that to Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, that one time your she-camel will drink and then you'll remove it from the waters and then the other animals will be able to drink. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inform them that the water will be divided between them. In other words, there will be this roster, kullu shirbin muhtadhar, and then everyone will be able to go and all the drinking time will be attended to. In other words, the animals will be present at their particular times of drinking. No animal will be deprived. So this she-camel will not become a source of difficulty for the people. فَنَادَوْ صَاحِبَهُمْ فَتَعَاطَى فَعْقَرْ. So they called the comrade. And what did this comrade do? فَتَعَاطَى. He exercised his hand with evil. And فَعَقَرْ. He hamstrung this camel. And of course, now they had declared a war, an open war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's simple advice, Allah's simple command was, leave the she-camel, you wanted the miracle had come out, it was intended that you accept Iman and Islam, but you had not done so, and now they had destroyed and hamstrung this camel. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then how was our azab, and how was our warning with regards to our azab? Inna arsalna alayhim sayhatan wahida. Certainly we sent upon them one single cry. Fakanu kahashimil muhtadir. And they became like a smashed thorn edge. Now when we look at gardens, we will find that the hedges of that garden also has its own beauty. But sometimes we find that animals begin to stamp upon the hedges of those gardens, and if they are thorns, even animals keep away from it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this term that they were destroyed, like how the thorn hedges around an orchard is destroyed by people. In that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. This also shows a great deal of insignificance, no matter how mighty they had been. And then Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرْ. Certainly, we had made the Qur'an Sharif easy for taking heed or for memorizing. Is there anyone that will take heed? And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how we are supposed to take heed about the people of the past, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.